Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 36 today, verses 5 through 12. Psalm 36, verses 5 through 12. David goes on and he says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep, man and beast. You save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen. They are thrust down, unable to rise." Now, if you were with us last Saturday, you saw the heart of the wicked, and we looked at the heart of the wicked and how we have to be careful and never think that we could never be like that, because apart from Christ's grace, we have that same sin problem, that same flesh that does not want to follow and obey God. But today we see the heart of the righteous. If you look all through this, as David went from the description of the wicked in verses 1 through 4 to the description of the righteous in verses 5 through 12, you'll notice how the righteous look to God and his steadfast love, and they praise him and not themselves. Your steadfast love, David says, the Lord extends to the heaven. Your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast, you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Over and over and over, David is extolling the righteousness and the holiness and the greatness of God. The righteous aren't looking at themselves. They're looking to God. In Psalm 27, listen to verses 1 through 14. David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will lift me upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. I'll offer in his tent the sacrifices with shouts of joy. I'll sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, 'Seek my face.' My heart says to you, 'Your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O, you have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Do you hear? The heart of the righteous is always looking to God. They're not looking at themselves, they're looking at the Lord. When we look at ourselves, we see our sin, we see our need of a Savior, and on a daily basis, we say no to our flesh and yes to the Spirit, which is our spiritual act of worship. In Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, we see again, David says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Folks, all the way through Scripture, we see that the righteous are those who look to God and his steadfast love and his forgiveness and his provision. If anyone boasts, Paul says, let him boast in the Lord. Oh, the wicked, they're looking for themselves, trying to look to themselves for their own provision, and they look to themselves to take care of themselves. And on top of that, they plan and they plot and they try to figure out how they can make themselves above the people around them. But the heart of the righteous is humble and broken and acknowledges its need of God. Let me ask you today as we close, what do you look more like, the wicked or the righteous? The righteous look to the Lord. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.